The College Experience Sunbelt College Basketball 2020-21 preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right. Up to a $250 free bet on the Texans versus Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience Sunbelt 2020-21 college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking Sunbelt college basketball, the fun belt. Look, I mean, this, if you're not familiar with this conference, it's not bad. It's not bad. I know recently we've seen Georgia State make a couple runs in the NCAA tournament. We've seen Lafayette in the tournament. There's been years where I've watched South Alabama do some damage. I've seen Georgia Southern back when they had Lefty Drizel. It was a while ago, but they made some noise. UT Arlington, I've seen play some good games before. Little Rock, I think it will be good this year. I watched Arkansas State beat Georgetown at Georgetown not that long ago. So, Sunbelt, a fun conference. And, definitely if you're a Sunbelt fan, I think there's room for optimism and perhaps another magical March for you. I'm going to start off by chronologically how I think the conference will go. And, we'll start off from there. This is the Sunbelt college basketball preview. My name is Pick Dundee and I love college basketball. We're just six days away right now. Can't wait for this. Okay. I'm going to open things up. Look, I know Ron Hunter is now at Tulane, former Georgia State head coach, but Rob Lanier did solid, I think, in year one. And I think he's going to have a battle with Little Rock. But I think Georgia State might be able to steal this, or at least get the top seed in the tournament and the conference championship for the regular season. I'm going to have the Georgia State Panthers. It's going to be them or Little Rock. All right. I do think it's a two team race, but I'm going to go with Georgia State, maybe because I'm chasing pedigree here, but I love the fact they're bringing back. Now they have three guards, Justin Roberts, Kane Williams, and Corey Allen, all average double digits, all upperclassmen, two of them seniors, the other a redshirt junior. So essentially basically three seniors in a way, to combined. They will give you 42 points a game. That's impressive. That's what you want. I love a experienced backcourt. Now they got a couple. They do go with the four guard lineup. It looks like JoJo Toppin is a question mark. He's a transfer from Georgia coming in. Hopefully he can contribute right away. And then at the big man spot, Jalen Thomas, 6'10", 6 points, 4 boards a season ago, 1.3 blocks. I like that. They also have a transfer from Memphis coming in and Ryan Boyce. And also, Ilil Nuseme, a senior, a grad transfer from Cincinnati. Hopefully he's 6'8". Hopefully him, Joe Jones on the bench can make a difference. Also, I want to say Nelson Phillips could be a key contributor on this team. Junior averaged 8.1 points a season ago. I like the Panthers here. You might remember they gave, who was it? Baylor, I think it was. They beat Baylor. I kind of get them in Middle Tennessee confused as to which team beat who in the NCAA tournament. But Georgia State's been there a couple times, and I think they're going to be right there. I don't know that they will. It's going to be them and Little Rock. So I will just bleed into number two in my listing is Little Rock, the Trojans. And I think, well, first off, shout out to Little Rock, Daryl Walker, former head former Washington Bullets point guard, New York Knicks point guard. Also, Daryl Walker's the head coach. Guys, I grew up in the Washington area, so I went to plenty of Bullets games where Daryl Walker was the point guard. I mean, I should put Little Rock in there just because of that, but honestly, I do think it's going to be between Georgia State and Little Rock. And Little Rock, you can make a great case for them having a better roster than Georgia State. And I'm going to start off with Marquise Newell at the point guard spot, 17.2 points a game, 5 assists, 2.2 steals. If anything, I might even make, the more I think about it, the more I almost want to switch my pick to Little Rock being the top team. But I'll stick with the Panthers of Georgia State. But I do think this is going to come down to those two teams. Knowles, a beast at point guard at the two guard spot. They have Jovan Stolik, and they're going to need Stolik to really step it up this year. Just 5.5 points per game as a freshman enters that sophomore season. Going to need to contribute. At the three guard spot is Ben Coupet. Coupe, I think Ben Coupe, redshirt senior, 11.2 points per game. At the four spot is Chris Bankston, 6'8", just shy under 10 points a game, almost a full block per game. And then you want to circle Ruat Monyong, I don't know. Big man, 12 points a game, 10 boards a game. So if you look at, I mean, those three alone, the Noel Coupet and Monyong, this team, and even Bankston's a solid contributor. And here's the good thing on the bench. You know what? I am going to switch my pick because I don't know what I was thinking. A couple hours ago I was going through and making my picks. Give me Georgia State at the two spot. Give me Georgia State at the two spot. And I think Little Rock is going to be the top team. When you really just think about the depth, Georgia State is kind of hoping for some untested guys that we don't know how they'll turn out. But when you look at this Little Rock team, I mean, they got experience. Nicole Merrick on the bench, just shy of 9 points. Marco Lukic, just shy of 8 points. Alson Evans, I mean, they have some players on this bench that contribute. They go 8, 9, maybe even 10 deep. So I think maybe Little Rock is the play here, the more I think about it. So let's go Little Rock one, Georgia State two. And I'm excited to watch this race. Little Rock opens up against somebody. I forget. But it's a decent game here. I want to say, was it Wilmington? Maybe I can't recall off the top of my head here, but at the number three spot, I might go chalk here. Give me the Texas Arlington Mavericks and Chris Ogden. I think that is the play here. They've been kind of a really competitive team over the past few years. You know this because if you're a first time listener on the College Experience, we handicap every single college basketball and college football game, Division One. We release them on a spreadsheet covering all these games. So we've been over 500 every year doing this thing. So make sure you subscribe. But they're always a tough team. I feel like they're always a tough out. They're always somewhat athletic. They don't return a whole bunch. They're counting on a JUCO point guard in Wells at six foot, a junior. They're going to need him. They also got Grayson Carter, the Georgetown transfer at the big man spot. David Azore at the two. That's the guy, I guess their whole season rides on him and Griffin, those two guards. Sam Griffin. I'm referring to 9.4 points per game. On the bench, bringing in a Fresno State transfer and Lazaro Rojas. Man, they just Patrick Mwamba. I would say there's a dip from 1 to 2 to 3. All right, I truly believe that 1 and 2 are in a class of their own. 3, though, UT Arlington. I feel like they've been a tough team of late. I really feel that they're a team that could be, as the season goes on, perhaps figure some things out. They're always athletic. But I will say this. I mean, they're bringing in some of these JUCO transfers are highly ranked. So if Carson Bischoff comes in, Utah State transfer originally signed on for Utah State, went to JUCO route, and then came over to UTA. So perhaps that can work out and get them going. At the number 4 spot for me, man, it's hard to believe that this team is just coming up in the ranks of college basketball, perhaps, and college football. I'm going to go with the Chanticleers. Yeah, down there in Conway, South Carolina. Cliff Ellis's squad. He's been there. This is year 14 for Cliff Ellis. Shout out to that. Love seeing that. And perhaps it could be his best team maybe in a while. Led with the backcourt of Devontae Jones, 17.4 points per game, 5 boards, 6 assists, 1.7 steals, and also at the 2 guard spot, Ibrahim Adiba. This guy averaged 11 points per game, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 1.7 steals. Man, this is a good defensive backcourt. Then you talk about, hey, they're going to have some depth at that position because they're bringing in Missouri State transfer Tyreek Dixon. Those guys, Dixon, 7.2 points per game, 1.3 steals, 3.6 assists. This is a very talented backcourt. Garrick Green, the 3rd guard that starts, 8.4 points per game, 5 boards. Now, here's the question mark. The bigs for Coastal Carolina will be the ones that get tested. They're going to need Isaac Hypolite to perform. Only 3 points a game a season ago. Tim Caesar, only 4.4 points a season ago. They're going to have to step it up. They're going to have to bring that average up. Also be solid on the defensive side and grab some boards for this Chanticleer team. But they do bring Deshaun Thomas, LSU transfer, 6'10". Perhaps he could help out. We don't know. I know he's cleared to play, so that's good. But yeah, I'm excited for Cliff Ellis's squad. This guy's been coaching since 1972. All right. I fucking want to pick. I love Coastal Carolina. All right. I just love that right there. I want to root for him now. But yeah, I got the Shants coming in at the number 4 spot. And I actually think they could push for that 3 spot. And you let an injury happen to one of the guys at the top, maybe they can push for that 1 or 2 spot. Yeah. I want to tell you guys that the college experience is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day free play. This is just a no-brainer here. MyBookie's 3rd annual Turkey Day free play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving Day game. The Turkey Day free play is no risk, all gravy. It's an all gravy wager, baby, on the full game spread. Yeah. Full game spread. So the normal spread, pick the right team and you win. If your team is upset, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game. New players will get their first deposit match halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit. Get some extra cash. Come on. This is a no-brainer. You can use it on parlays, teasers, props all weekend long. Use that promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend. Turkey Day free play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boasted odds and finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free one, Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at mybookie.ag. Wow. That is an awesome thing. $250 free play. Texans Lions. That's the hard part. That's the fucking hard part. I guess I'll go Texans. I guess. I don't know. They could really use DeAndre Hopkins though, right? Okay. At the number five spot for me. And this is a team I'm curious to see how they are this year because they got some transfers that could really make this team. I mean, you want to talk about a team that could really come out of nowhere and give the whole conference a run. I'm talking about the South Alabama Jaguars. Look, on first glance, you're like, okay, this team's got a ton of transfers, guys we haven't seen in a while. Their top returner within their own team from a season ago is Tyreek Locure, the point guard, 5.2 points per game, one steal a game. But you're just like, I guess. But then you think about some of the JUCO transfers, at the two guard, David Walker, who was a decently recruited JUCO transfer. And then you get to the transfers. DeAndre Ballard from Florida, who averaged 5 points a game there. So you got to think he's going to step that up and do some damage in the Sun Belt. Mix that with Sam Lorio from American in Washington, D.C. He averaged 13.5 points per game and six and a half boards there. That's huge. They got another JUCO transfer their big man, Goncalves. I don't know how that's going to pan out. And then when you look on that bench, you see Howard Washington Jr. Guy comes in from Syracuse. Terrence Lewis comes in from Iowa State. He averaged six a game there. And then the big one is Michael Flowers in the MAC with Western Michigan, averaging 17 a game at Western Michigan. Richie Riley. If this team can just get some things working, this is why it's so hard to cover some of these schools. Cause it's like, you see that you really see based on last year's roster, they have three returning players, three, but they got three freshmen coming in, a couple JUCO transfers, and then a bunch of transfers from powerful programs. So, I'm excited. I actually think, man, if they can really get going, this could be a horrible team to face for the rest of the Sun Belt, but I don't know what to expect. How fast can you gel together? This has also been a COVID season. How much time have you had to spend with one another, learning the offense, the defense, getting your chemistry down? But I can tell you this, they could be a thorn in the side of some teams there, but so give me South Alabama at five. Wow, I'm excited to watch them as the season prolongs, see how they develop. At number six, I'm going to take you to the Raging Cajuns, a team that just not that long ago made the NCAA tournament. And if you look at this team, you think, hey, why can't they? This is what's so great about some of these mid-major conferences. You're not ruled out here, especially when you bring back a backcourt of Cedric Russell and Malik Wilson. Both these guys combined for about 26 points a game, nine boards and five assists and 3.2 steals per game. That's impressive. I love seeing a veteran backcourt. Now they are bringing in a JUCO transfer and Brian Au. But I will say this, redshirt sophomore forward Kobe Julian's back, 12.8 points a game, 5.5 boards, 1.9 steals. That's really impressive. Big man Dao Gaye, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, 8.7 points, 6.2 boards. Maybe there's something going on in Lafayette. They're bringing in a Mississippi State transfer, Devin Butts. Bringing in a Portland transfer in Theo Akube. Bringing in a Cal transfer in Jacoby Gordon. Can these guys pan out? I don't know. So their best returning bench player is Trajan Wesley at 5.8 points per game. I'm excited. This is getting me ready for college basketball because who's to say Louisiana can't make a run? I mean, I got them penciled in here at the sixth spot, but you're telling me they play UT Arlington or Georgia State tomorrow. I mean, I guess I lean Georgia State, but I could see Lafayette giving them a game. All right. So Before I get to my seventh team in the Sun Belt, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have bought that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, esports, you choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. You hit the most props, you rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with the 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or the Google Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. Don't forget that promo code SGP. Yeah, back to Sunbelt action. I mean, this is a deep this is why it's always been, I think, if you ask Patty C or NC Nick, one of the two, I'm trying to recall, I think over the past 2 years, they're a very, it's like the MAC. I feel like the MAC and the Sunbelt, you have a lot of teams that are pretty even in the middle. So, I mean, when you get to handicap in those games, it can be a roller coaster. It can be a fun roller coaster. At number seven, I'm going to take you to, who's my number seven? I'm going to take you to San Marcos, Texas, and talk some Texas State basketball. This was a team that was really good last year. Probably might have made the NCAA tournament. Now their coach has been fired. It's a big scandal. I think perhaps I forget exactly what it was. I don't know if it was. I think it might have been like racist remarks or something like that. I don't recall 100%. But now they have an interim head coach in Terrence Johnson. But I can tell you that this team was right at the top last year. I felt like at certain points of the season, I was like, this is the best team in the Sun Belt. But you know, it's crazy to see what happened or transpired there. And like I said, if it was racist comments, that's just horrible. But you look at this team, and I can tell you from the start, they're bringing back five upperclassmen. You want to look at this team, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They got 10 players that are upperclassmen on this team. Now the downside of it is some of them inexperienced. Looking at point guard Marlon Davis, fifth year senior, can he contribute? 5.6 points a game, 4 assists, 1.1 steals. He's going to be really asked to step his game up. Mason Harrell at the two led the team, is their biggest their best scorer from a season ago that is returning. Remember they lost Najal Pearson and Eric Terry from a season ago. They did go the JUCO route to bring in some players, but I would say Mason Harrell, Caleb Asbury at the Asbury and at the three, Isaiah Small at the four, Alonzo Sewell at the five. I'd say the four and the five look pretty solid. They're going to need to up their game though. And these JUCO transfers, like Mason Hicks or Caesar or Darian Jenkins, they need to pan out. One of them needs to step up because they're going to need some bench performances here, some depth. Quentin Scott would probably be their best bench player at the moment. Him or Shelby Adams. But I mean, I get it. There's turmoil this offseason, but you got to love a veteran team here. That was pretty good last year. I mean, they went 21-11 last year. Maybe the Bobcats can get something going. But that's my number seven team. And I think I'm really excited to watch some Sun Belt basketball because I think this conference is deep. It's a deep conference. At number eight, I'm going to take you to, I believe Statesboro, Georgia. And I'm going to talk Georgia Southern basketball with you. They lose a lot. And when I mean a lot, they lose a lot. Quan Jackson, Ike Smith, Isaiah Crawley, Calvin Wissart, Simeon Carter, David Lee Jones, Trey Dawkins. They're all gone. All of them. Their only returning player, I mean, their only returning players from that team a season ago, Elijah McCaden, who's good, 10.6 points a game, 4.5 boards, 1.4 steals. David Vitti on the bench, 2.3 points per game. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That is it. The rest is a brand new team. Now, Zach Bryant coming in from UAB as a grad transfer, 11 points a game. He's going to make an immediate impact. Him and McCaden should make that backcourt pretty solid. Now you got a bunch of questions after that. Are you going to have Grant Weatherford getting the two guard spot? IUPI transfer, average 9.3 points a game there. Or is it going to be Eric Boone, the JUCO transfer? I don't know. These are things we got to figure out once we start watching. They also have a Texas Tech transfer, an Andreas Savrazov. How does that work out? What about Caden Archie, the UTEP transfer? He's penciled in to be a starter from what I'm reading here. A lot of question marks. I do think actually there's probably a gap between seven and the rest. But I mean, maybe the Eagles can get something going here. You let Eric Boone or Weatherford really pan out, then you got a backcourt that's really putting up some points. I got the Eagles there, and I think they're going to have a tight race with a rival of theirs up in Boone, North Carolina, the Appalachian State Mountaineers, who lost a ton as well last year. LaShawn Williams gone, Isaac Johnson gone, Hunter Seacat gone, Michael Bibby gone. But you know, returns is Justin Forrest, and you want to circle that name if you are a college basketball fan, a diehard one like me. Patty C and NC Nick, you might remember James Forrest from Georgia Tech in the 1990s, who I actually think if he had came out today in today's era, he would have been in the NBA and been, because I think he was a tweener back in the 90s. Wasn't necessarily a power forward, wasn't necessarily a small forward. So I think if he had came out now, I think he'd be a lot more suited for the NBA game today. But James Forrest was a beast at Georgia Tech, an absolute beast. Took him to the Final Four, hit a game winner against USC in the tournament. Well, anyway, his son is Justin Forrest, and he's a senior. He averages 17.3 points per game, 1.5 steals. Circle this guy. If you watch App State, this guy is a stud, and you add him with Adrian Delph, junior guard, 8.8 points per game. And then the real question mark here that you would really like is this JUCO transfer Michael Amansi gonna work himself out, or from the D2 ranks before that, or Deshaun Parker from JMU? I watched Parker at JMU. I think he's pretty solid. If Parker gets that waiver and come in there, they got Forrest, Parker, and Delph. And then at the power forward spot, Kendall Lewis, 7.4 points per game. I mean, them and Georgia Southern are going to battle it out. I see room for optimism here, but they also have five freshmen on the bench. So it's going to be interesting to watch the Mountaineers. And, you know, I love seeing Forrest. Got to support my guy. James Forrest was the man. He was there. Was he there? Was that Kenny Anderson then? Or was it? No, it was Marbury. No, it was Travis Best. That's who it was. Travis Best was the one. Drew Berry was the two. Fred Vinson was the three. James Forrest was the four. And Malcolm Mackey, I think, was the five. I'm going deep into the database memory here of the early 90s Georgia Tech teams that went to the Final Four, I think, or had great success in the tournament with Bobby Crimmins. Who was their big man? Malcolm Mackey and I think Ira Neuble. Oh, those are the days. Those are the days. But okay. All right. Let's get to number nine. I'm going to take you to Jonesboro, Arkansas. And it's surprising to me a little bit, like Arkansas State. I really liked this team a few years ago. Mike Bellotto, year three. People are going to start to wonder a little bit And that's another thing with App State, by the way, is Kearns is on year two at head coach, and Georgia Southern's breaking in a new coach. So you might have that with the COVID year, App State might have that advantage. But Arkansas State, Mike Bellotto. It's a big year. It's a big year. And when you look at the roster, you only have four players returning that actually have ever played for Arkansas State. Now, okay, it seems to be a common theme with the teams I just covered. A lot of JUCO transfers, but I do like Arkansas State bringing back a nice backup in Caleb Fields and Marquise Eaton. Fields 11 points per game, Eaton 13. They combine for about 24 and a half, two steals or 2.5 steals a game. I think they could have something going there. They just need the rest of the roster to work itself out. I mean, they got a good backup point guard. I guess Christian Willis is solid, redshirt senior, big man. Antoine Jackson, he's going to need to step up. And then one of these JUCOs got to work out. I don't know. I mean, some of them are high. There's a couple highly ranked JUCOs there. I don't know, but I can tell you that 1-2 punch of Eaton and Fields is going to be good. It's going to be good. Man, this just gets me so excited. I want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They also have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yeah, and we're battling it out at the bottom of the Sun Belt, where I go to my 11th team, the Troy Trojans. They got two teams called Trojans in this conference, but Scott Cross entering year two. Scott Cross, can he get the Trojans up a little bit? Because they haven't been great. And once again, this is another team that, I mean, it looks almost similar to Arkansas State, except they have four players back. No, they have five players back from a season ago, so perhaps they have more experience back. But you got a ton of freshmen, ton of JUCO transfers. Desmond Williams is the guy at the point. That's always good to have a great point guard, experienced point guard back. Zay Williams, the big man, 11 points per game. But after those two, your guess is as good as mine. I'd say Leffridge at the three guard spot. He's going to need to have a big year, 6.2 points per game. Nick Stamplev at the power forward, 5.6 points a game. You got an experienced redshirt senior backup guard. Maybe you put Williams at the, or I don't know, maybe you go Waters at the two. He's 6'5". Kiefer Punter, JUCO transfer. I don't know. These teams don't have that much experience. Really hard to gauge and make your best bet. It's not like football where you can say, well, they return these many starters on the offensive line, you know, or you can know. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough when you get deep into this thing. And last though, I will say this. I think all these teams are better than this team I have ranked last, but I've been wrong before, as I'm sure you well know. So 12th in the Sun Belt, and it looks very similar to Arkansas State and Troy is Louisiana Monroe. They lost a ton from a season ago. Ertel, White, Williams, Jalen Hodge. I mean, I can go on. They only have four returning players that have played in a ULM uniform, but they are bringing in. And even with that, the four returning, the leading scorer would be Chris Efrute. They're 7'1" big man who's averages 5.4 points per game, five boards. I'll say this though, this team could be tall. It could be a tall team. You let Luke Phillips work, you know, perhaps, you know, he's a JUCO transfer. Maybe he can work out. They got 6'10" and 7'1" on showing on the, perhaps the starting five, if Phillips can pan out. If not, maybe they go four guard lineup with Russell Harrison. Once again, JUCO transfer, but this one is a big one here. Kareem Ozier from Sacred Heart at Sacred Heart. He averaged 14 points a game, 1.1 steals. They're going to need him to pan out. The rest, anyone's guess. Elijah Gonzalez, redshirt junior at the point. JUCO transfer. So many JUCO transfers. It's hard to really rank this thing. I know last year, though, ULM was horrible. I faded them often, and I won money often. So perhaps we'll see how that works out with ULM. But I got them penciled in at 12th. And that's it, guys. Like I said, if we are the college experience. If you're a first-time listener, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Yeah, 3.5 years plus. Every year, we've been over 500 for every single individual season for college football, for college basketball. Each season, we've been over 500 handicapping every fucking game. We also put our locks. We're way over 500 on our locks every year. Those are available all at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We publish a spreadsheet. We also put it up on our Twitter. So please make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. Tell a friend. We're available on all platforms you listen to podcasts. So yeah, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All I ask is that you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Show a little kindness, guys. We go out of our way to give you this stuff. And all we ask is kindness. Yeah. I know I sound like a fucking George Harrison over here, but all I ask for is kindness. Please get over there, because oftentimes sponsors look at the engagement on the comments. And if there's a lot of chatter about the podcast, and a lot of times that's, believe it or not, that's how they essentially go to business and give us business. And then we give you more episodes, and it's a beautiful formula. So please, it's COVID too. You're sitting at home. Everyone's on lockdown. Come on, get over to iTunes. Give us that 5-star review. Even if you've done it before, please do it again. We'd really appreciate it. And yeah, if you do that, take a screenshot of your review. Tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll put you in a raffle to win a t-shirt for College Experience. And I'll say this, you will win. All right? You will win. Just might take a week or two. All right? So do that. At the Colby D on Twitter, Patty C, my co-host on a lot of the shows here. He's on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick, my other co-host here. Check out our DraftKings pod. Come play DraftKings with us. College football or college basketball. Got all that information there for you. We tweet it out all the time. Come play. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. We are a part of the Sports Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. And make sure you check out sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Tons of great articles going on all the time. All right, this is the College Experience Sunbelt Preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.